One of the challenges of doing the show from WOM Adelaide is having to pronounce the names of all of the different musicians from all of the different countries that come on. And the great thing about the next act is that these guys have all got the same name, the Pigram Brothers.
November here, the time of the year when the heat waves are starting to dance. Mercury rising, millibars falling, no time for a shaky romance. Sweat on the foreheads of babies, they're drifting in dreamland. Into the pind, and those old men are dancing a rain dance. Ngaba, ngaba. Anticipation, gunner to waving goodbye to hot, hungry days. The pressure down in King Sound, drifting across Robot Bay. You see a lightning bolt, hear the thunder roll, she's coming. Into the pind, and those children are dancing a rain dance.
On the music show, that was Alan, Stephen, David, Colin, Philip, Peter and Gavin Pegram, the Pegram brothers. Thank you very much indeed, Steve.
How are you, Andrew?
Good. Thank you. That was Rain Dance. And I actually think those grey clouds scudded away a little bit during the course of that song, so it wasn't very effective.
It sometimes works in reverse. Reverse psychology.
Well, yes. Well, tell us a little bit about that song.
Back home, it's we only have basically two seasons, really, the wet and the dry. And when you get to around about November, they call it the silly season or the tropo season or the build-up there, local language word for it is the lullin, or the larger season, and it's really a time when you don't want to be in the kitchen with your wife, and
This is waiting for the rain, is it?
This is when before the rain.
Before the rain, yeah.
When it becomes a bit oppressive humidity, and it's a good time to be sort of hanging the washing on the line, because then the rain won't come. You see.
We're still waiting. The music show is still waiting for its invitation to Broome. I've never been there. Could you describe it a little bit for us?
Yeah. People sort of sometimes perceive it as a very kind of tropical paradise, a bit like Cairns or something. But it's not quite like that. It's a bit more. It's a bit more where the desert meets the ocean. So we're on the edge of the Indian Ocean, in the northwest part of Australia, and. The Great Sandy Desert comes right up to us, and so it's quite a unique flat kind of country that's got they've tried to grow some coconut palms and stuff there, and they soon get sorted out by the different bugs and white ants and stuff. But it's a great unique kind of part of Australia because of that fact that it's where the desert sort of meets the ocean.
Yeah. Yes, and you, I mean, the Pegram Brothers, you've kind of really, it seems to me, insinuated yourselves into the national consciousness. I mean, first with your involvement with Brand New Day, and more recently with that wonderful film Mad Bastards, which was the last time we talked.
Yeah.
Which is a film that's really stayed with me, I must say. If you haven't seen Mad Bastards, you should go and see it. Filmed by Brendan Fletcher, and not to mention your own music. So, but did you when you were all kind of kids? Did you think that your music had legs, as they say?
Well, we didn't really create our own songs back when we were kids, but we certainly got together and sang around the fire, and we had a very musical upbringing in terms of instruments being around the house all the time.
What sort of things?
Well, Dad used to actually make instruments, musical instruments, out of whatever he could find, out of old tea boxes and... anything he could find, and he sort of all made us all each an instrument, basically guitars, but all shapes and sizes, and because of the fact it was a very small, laid-back town, I guess, you're talking a town of maybe 1,500 people at the most when we were growing up, the only entertainment basically was the old local picture theatre down the road, which showed movies twice a week, and they were 10 years old. So you'd be seeing Errol Flynn movies in 1968, you know. Anyway, that sort of created this, and then you got the added, influence of all the different nationalities that congregated in Broome 100 years ago because of the pearling industry. So, and you had this sort of live music scene there that was also very influential, and we'd be hearing that as kids. And so, you know, in terms of where we'd end up as in music is very much influenced by the fact that it was always around us when we were kids. Yeah.
So there was, so it seemed quite natural then to be doing this, to be coming together and singing as a family.
Yeah, because we basically when we first started, I mean, there's a like a 10-year, well, 15-year gap in the age of the brothers, and. So obviously, the older ones, we first started, myself and Al started in a band way back in 1978, and slowly as the boys got older, they joined the band.
Yes.
Because you could only get them into the hotels, you know, when you're a certain age.
Oh, of course, yes, that's right, of course. So is this the full complement now? Is the band not going to get any bigger?
This is about as big as we can get.
Right.
We've got one brother back home, or two brothers actually back home, but drives a grader, fixes all the roads up in the Kimberley, and... But he can play music too. He joins us around the fire sometimes.
I see you as a sort of cross between the Von Trapp family and Thunderbirds.
Yeah, we're sort of, our claim to fame is we're sort of bigger than the Jackson 5.
Yeah, know? Absolutely. Yeah. Especially these days. Do you think there is a sound of the Kimberley? I mean, you're talking about Broome as being a unique place where with the desert and the ocean and so on. Is there a unique sound as well?
Yeah, you don't consciously chase it. I mean, you don't sit down and say, I'm going to stick to this formula, because that's sort of what people are perceiving it to be now. It's just something you try and capture from, your experience and the way you live, I guess, your lifestyle. And I guess one of the biggest influences was a songwriter like Jimmy Chai, who started actually writing contemporary music. Writing contemporary music in the mid 70s, because up till then we'd all been playing like cover music, you know, and learning our craft, I guess, on various existing musicians. But until Jimmy started writing his songs and inspiring us to sort of create from the ground up, that's where it all began. Yeah.
So you are essentially the sound of the Kimberley.
Well, people put labels on it, but I mean, there's some great other bands in the Kimberley as well. We don't like to sort of, you've got Fitzroy Express out in Fitzroy there, and you've got the Roadworks Boys up in Wyndham. They've been going for 30 years as well. translate the sort of sound of. It was great listening to Eddie Reader talk about how. We just become minstrels for, troubadours for the songwriting and the sounds and songs, and I think that's true of where we come from. We don't like to sort of assume the mantelpiece as the only band that comes out of Broome with the Broome sound, because there's a few others as well.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hear a little more of that Broome sound. You're going to do a song called Saltwater Cowboy.
Yes, and this one is really. Other people will know about this, other musicians, there are some songs that just come to you out of the blue. They sort of, they just enter you. We were sitting down in this particular time in the old tin shed where we rehearse and record, and this song basically came out of it. We wrote ourselves down in like 10-15 minutes. We had a seed of a song from a couple of days before that me and Dave had sort of done at sound check, and basically the lyrics and the idea for the song just poured out in about 15 minutes, and it's become a bit of an ode, I guess, an anthem for the old pearl divers that worked in the industry up in Broome, and it's sort of like his last sail. He's done enough diving, he's had the bends, he's going to be coming home, and it's become like a goodbye song, I guess, for our people up that way.
Thank you very much, Stephen Pigram, and thank you, the Pigram Brothers. And this is their song, Saltwater Cowboy.
Shoulder, these lead weight boots
don't need any spurs to ride these waves and bear back the mist. Oh, the saltwater country is my home. Stand back, you shall. These legacies are moving too slowly for the saltwater cowboy sailing home. I'm moving too slowly for the saltwater cowboy sailing home. For the saltwater cowboy sailing home. For the saltwater cowboy sailing.
A Saltwater Cowboy, and that was the Pegram Brothers, and they were live on today's music show from WOM Adelaide 2012. Thank you very much indeed, gentlemen.